On the shore of Lake Michigan, in the town of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, they've got one of the largest historical markers you'll ever see. 28 square feet of homage to the ice cream sundae.
This is the home of the sundae.
Greg Buckley is the town manager, and he says it was a guy named Ed Berners who came up with the idea.
The rest is ice cream history.
Well, not quite. To make a short story long, there's a whole nother version, set in a whole nother town. Ithaca, New York.
Oh, I firmly believe Ithaca's the home of the sundae now.
This is Bruce Stoff.
100%, yeah.
He's with the Ithaca Visitors Bureau.
And what was the name of the shop?
It was Platt & Colts Pharmacy. And this is where it was.
They even have a marker, just like Two Rivers. Not just like.
That's it?
It's not about the size of your sign. It's about the truth behind the sign.
Their feud began earlier this summer when Bruce started promoting Ithaca as the sundae's true birthplace.
Two Rivers then issued a proclamation demanding, mostly tongue-in-cheek, that Ithaca cease and desist with its claim, since Two Rivers was the true birthplace.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Ithaca responded with an ad in the Two Rivers newspaper, basically saying, oh yeah, prove it.
Two Rivers said, you prove it.
And Ithaca said, okay.
You're an idiot.
Bruce went back through old Ithaca Journal newspapers.
All right, we're getting close.
And in the paper dated April 5th, 1892, he found a tiny ad.
There it is.
Cherry Sundae, a new 10-cent ice cream specialty served only at Platt & Colts.
This is why I so firmly believe that the sundae was made in Ithaca.
So you concede that they're the winners?
No, we would concede that they are the advertising for the ice cream sundae.
Greg says Ed Berners invented the sundae 10 years before that ad, which is why his town isn't giving up without a fight song.
Others try to blame the sundae, but it is their town.
Needless to say, the war continues to escalate. And although there may never be a true victor, at least in this war, both sides get the spoils.
And we shout out to
Ithaca has yet to counter with an embarrassing fight song of its own, but I'm sure they're working on it.